Oh, I can't hear you. Good morning. And a good morning it is. We have an awesome privilege. We come together corporately to spend time together as family, to worship together, and to spend time in His Word together. Amen. I'd like to just to say thank you to our YouTube subscribers. A warm and a hearty welcome to you. They're in your home. My heart and my prayer is that as we spend this time together, yeah, corporately, that Jesus would meet you this morning in your home, be it through the worship or be it through the word, that God would touch you, that He would open your eyes to what He's calling you to in this season. So it's good to get together this morning and to spend this time with our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that we are coming to the end of a year, and what a crazy year this has been. It's been an upside down year, and it's been difficult for many of us. It's really been a trying time, but we have this, that our hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our strength lay in Him. Our peace is in Him. Our provision is in Him. Our health is in Him. And everything that we need going forward, and even right now this morning, it's in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, with the going-ons and everything that's taking place outside there, we yoke ourselves to too many things. And it weighs us down, and we get heavy, and we get tired. And I'm sure many of you are here today, and I speak for myself. There are only a few more days left until the end of the year, and I'm thinking, Lord, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna make it? I just feel so tired. But my prayer in my heart this morning, that today Jesus would meet you. Because He said in His word that my yoke is light. That we would yoke ourselves to Jesus. My heart and my prayer for us today is that Father God would breathe on us this morning as we worship Him and as we spend time in His word today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love You so much. We love You so much, Lord. And we know that without You, we wouldn't exist. So, Father, I pray today that You would strengthen us, that You would breathe on us afresh today, the breath of life, life in abundance. And that's Your calling, and that's what You've called us to, Father. As Your children, a life and life in abundance. So, Father, I pray today that as we worship and as we come into Your presence and as we spend this time in Your word, freedom. I declare freedom over us today from the bondages of this world, Lord, and all the things that have held us back, each and every unnecessary yoke. That today, Lord, that we would yoke ourselves afresh to You. We love You. We give You all the glory and all the honor. And Father, this morning we choose to rest in You. We choose to rest in You. And Father, we lay all things at Your feet today. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Father, I thank You for the anointing that is in this place right now. Your presence is here right now to break and destroy every yoke, to loosen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team.
Hey, guys, let's stand and worship. Singing some carols today.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, the little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love the Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. And take us to heaven to live with thee
will see.
baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. The great I am. Ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights the way up high. And all across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. Silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt, they grumble, toss and toss. Comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. It's all a dream and illusion now. It must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child is born.
As we carry on with our worship, I just want to ask if you could bring your tithes and offerings up. Tithes will be on my right-hand side. Offerings will be on my left-hand side. The offerings today will be a building offering. And those of you that are on YouTube, you should have a link coming up on your screen. Please just follow that link. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for these seeds that have been planted in your kingdom, Lord. And we just ask, Father, that as these seeds are planted, Lord, that they'll be used mightily in your kingdom, Father. Lord, that these seeds will just grow, Father. And we just ask that to bless the people in the hands that have given it forth, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're just going to do a short set of announcements this morning. And we would really just like to say thank you to those that have adhered to the protocols of wearing masks and sanitizing hands and those sort of things. We know it's not the easiest thing, but we just want to say thank you for that. And the church calendar so far for next weekend, it's the 20th of December. That will be the last Sunday service for December. And then we'll be having a Christmas service on the 25th of December. And then the first service again for January will be the 17th of January. So that will be the first Sunday service again. The church office is closing on the 17th of December and will reopen on Monday the 11th of January. And there will be no meetings on the 3rd and the 10th of January. And then, guys, we've got a new website. We would like you to go check that out. It's seaway.org.za. A lot of work has gone into it, so those of you that would like, please go and check it out. And we'll have all the information that you need on it. And then lastly, invite one, bring one. So even for the Christmas service, for the next service, and for the service in January, invite one, bring one. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to hand over to my dad now.
Amen. Cool, that's working. Isn't God good? Amen. He's good to us all the time, eh? So the Lord's laid a message on my heart for us this morning, and it's just something that He's been taking me through and speaking to me about over this last couple of weeks, and it's something that the Lord has called each and every one of us here to. It's something that you can't escape, can't neglect. But God has called us to this. And we're going into a season. And you've heard Mark preach about it, about advancing His kingdom. And God has called every one of us here to stand up, to rise up, and to advance His kingdom in the way that He's called you to. In the way that He uses and functions and operates through you. So what I want to speak to you this morning about is the servant of God. The servant of God. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, we love you. As we spend time in your word this morning, Father, I ask that you would open eyes, ears, and hearts, that you would touch hearts this morning, Lord, that this word, that you'd write it deep within our hearts. Father, we came in feeling a certain way, Lord, and just thinking different things. But my heart and my prayer today is that as I minister your word, that we would leave here this morning charged, and that we would leave here this morning knowing that you've called us to this. That you'd activate us in this. So Father, I ask that as we rest in you, as we sit under your word this morning, that you'd breathe on us the breath of life. That you'd saturate us with your word this morning in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. So the message this morning, I know we don't have much time, is about the servant of God. But I want to go back a little bit. And the word minister, so God has called each and every one of us here as ministers of the gospel, of the word, to one degree or another. He's called every one of us. We all don't function the same, but He's called us all to minister His word. So what does the word minister mean? It actually means a servant of God. So we're all servants of God. So being a servant is not about following a set of rules. It's not about that. But it's about our spiritual attitude. What does the servant do? He's right at the bottom of the pile. He supports, he lifts up, he encourages. And I know we don't like to be at the bottom of the pile. We want to be on top. And I know the world functions like that. You've got to be on top. It's not too good to be at the bottom. And that's something of the world, I believe, that has crept into the body of Christ. God wants us at the bottom of the pile. He wants us there so that we can support, lift up, encourage. We are called to be servants. It means that we need to lay our lives down for others. It's about fulfilling our call and our mission. We are called to imitate Christ. And when we are imitating Christ, what are we doing? We are bringing glory to God. We are bringing glory to God when we imitate Christ and we're doing what He's asking us to do. So God is calling us to do only what He can do. Do you know that? He's calling us to do only what He can do. And He doesn't want to do it without you or I. He wants to do it with us. He wants to take us into the impossible. He wants to take us into the things that we cannot do it. But in Christ we can. And that's why God is going to be glorified. We're going to be used by God to do the impossible in this season that lay ahead. That's to open blind eyes, to heal the sick, and to give life to the dead. When we do it, God is going to get the glory. I wanted to share with you just a little story. I'm not going to turn there. It's in Genesis 24, but we'll go to the one scripture, 48, just after I've just shared this little story with you. And that's a story about Eliezer, Abraham's servant. And it's where Abraham asks his servant to go out and to look for a wife for his son. And he makes Abraham a promise that he would go out and that he would do that. And if we read in verse 48, let's turn there quickly. Genesis 24, verse 48. And he says here, "Then I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by the right way, to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son, who had led me by the right way. When we ask God to lead, our journey will become successful, as it was with the servants. And as you read here, he acknowledged that it was God who made his journey successful. It wasn't him. It was God. And if you want to enter into a successful season in what God's calling you to in this time, we need to follow God. And then success will come in the journey that lay ahead, as with Abraham's servant. Just a few things that I noted, that the servant of God takes time to worship more than service. He takes time to worship more than service. He spends time in prayer. He's a man and woman of God that prays. He meditates on the Word of God. The servant of God is not dictated to by the fear of man, but respect to God. And these two items that I've shared with you now are really, really important. Either one will reflect in our worship what we do. If you have a fear of man, that's going to reflect in everything that you do for God. I want to give you another example. We all know the story of David. That's in 2 Samuel 6, from verse 1 to 19. This is a story where David dances. And his wife, Michal, she gets embarrassed because he's dancing before the multitude. And she gets angry with him. The encouragement here is that we need to keep our eyes and our hearts on pleasing God. David's eyes and his heart were with the Lord. It wasn't in what people were thinking about him. We are not to worry about what everybody else is thinking or speaking. We're here to please God and to do what he's asking and calling us to. Let not the fear of man grip you and hold you back and pull you down, but rise above that this morning. Can we turn to 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11? 1 Peter 4, verse 10 and 11. As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So I want to just concentrate on verse 11. If any man speaks, let him speak as it were the oracles of God. Whoever serves, let him serve as from the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Christ Jesus. To him belongs the glory and dominion. So point one, God's servant speaks as God speaks. God's servant speaks as God speaks. He speaks, as it were, the oracles of God. He speaks the scriptures, and he sticks to the word of God. In Acts 7, verse 38, it speaks about Moses, where Moses received oracles from God, and in turn, he passed that on to the people. God speaks to us as servants of God, and we pass that word, we pass that scripture onto those that are around us. We also need to learn that not to go beyond or outside of what is written in the Word of God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. I have applied all these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, brothers, that you may learn by us not to go beyond what is written. Not to go beyond what is written, but that none of you may be puffed up in favor of one against another. The servant of God speaks as God's representative. And then point two, God's servant gains his strength from God. God's servant gains his strength from God. Let him serve as one, as from the strength which God supplies. In Philippians 4:13, we should all know that scripture off by heart. What does that word say? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Our strength is in our Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. Point three, God's servant gives glory to God. So that in all things God may be glorified. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31, the word says that whatever you do, do to the glory of God. Whatever you do, do to the glory of God. My next point, this is a biggie. This is a really big one. See, Sharon, you're laughing there. And I think it's something that many of us falter on. And that point is to be an example to the world. To be an example to the world. Are we really true examples of what the Word says, of what Jesus has called us to? In 1 Peter 2 verse 12, the Word of God says, keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God. So in the life of God's servants, the influence of good can change evildoers into people that praise God. So I really want you to hold on to that. God is calling you to be an example to your family, work colleagues, those in the shopping centers, wherever you are. Let's rise up and let's be the example that He wants us to be. Another big one. That the servant of God is clothed with humility. Sure. The servant of God is clothed with humility. Let's read. Let's see what the word is in 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So this is something that comes from inside of us. Humility. And I want to encourage you, and I really want to tell you, is that the Holy Spirit will rest on you when you're walking in the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will rest on you when we are walking in the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ, imitators of Him. So I believe that there's been a lot of talk and we've spoken a lot about going out and reaching the lost. The last couple of months, we've been ministering to you about that, and I speak to myself. We need to be getting out there and we need to be going and we need to be doing. God is calling us to service. God is calling you to service. He's calling me to service. Not half service. He wants all of you. He doesn't just want half of you. He wants all of you. Are you ready and are you willing this morning to do that? He wants hearty service and hearty obedience. So I ask you this morning, are you serious about serving God? Are you serious this morning about serving God? What does that mean? It means giving up ownership. Sure. It means giving up ownership of everything that we have, we do, and are. Again, what does that mean? It means, I believe, to live in Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you this morning. Amen. Everybody have? Okay. So we partake in communion in remembrance of the body and the blood of Jesus that was broken and poured out at the cross. Taking communion does not only remind us of his suffering, but also shows us the amount of love Jesus has and had for us. In communion, we are provided with an opportunity to stop and to just reside in the presence of God, to reflect on who He is and what He is doing in our lives, and to realign our hope in Him. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat and drink this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Let's eat together. Amen. Let's partake of the cup together. Could I ask the worship team to come up? So many of us are going away. Some will be at home. But I want to ask you that you would use this time as an opportunity to connect with God like never before. That this time would be a time that He would speak to you and that He would minister to you. That this time would be a time that He would charge you like never before. That in the new season, in the year that lay ahead of us, that would be like those lighthouses coming up from underneath the ocean, moving with authority, with speed, as servants of Christ, imitating God on every level. Amen. In our prayer this morning, and I believe it's for some of you here today, that while we were praying, the Lord just showed me the wall on that side of the building. And it's the part of the building that gets scorched mostly by the sun. And if you look at the paint outside there, it's cracked. It's all scorched and it's peeling. It's starting to lift and it's exposing all these cracks and all the chutzpah and what's going on behind the paint there. And I believe for some of us, this season has been such. And Jesus wants to heal you, and He wants to restore you. And He wants to wash over you this morning with His precious Holy Spirit. Amen? Could I pray for you for that? Father, we...
When a child is born, silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, toss and turn. This comes to pass when a child is born. Settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
It's all a dream, an illusion now. It must come true, sometime soon, somehow. And all across the land, dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass, when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child is born.
Amen. In number 6, 24, 26, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So amen. Be blessed, be encouraged, and in the season, in the time of rest that you have, let's spend it in Jesus. And let's rise up and let's advance his kingdom in every way. God bless you. I want to encourage you, don't just run away, but to join us for an awesome cup of cappuccino at the top.